Okay, then I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is a special meeting that we're calling specifically for the purpose of finalizing some of the EFF loan documents that we're doing. We're nearing the stages of completion, and part of their process is to make sure that the board is aware of the loan, the process, and everything that, it entails. So I have a couple, excuse me.
But before you start, Anna Maria, just to give, Tracy sent out an update to the community. So just to give them a chance to log in, should they want to, why don't we
That's good, chat among ourselves.
Why don't we approve the minutes from the August meeting?
Okay.
Just to give them time to catch up.
Did everyone have an opportunity to review the August meeting minutes? If not, I'm sure you did. Does anyone
have any? I thought we were going to do it at the regular meeting.
Okay, I was just trying to kill time.
Well, we can look at them and see if anybody, I haven't read them yet, so I was going to read them out loud. I was going to read them out loud just to give everybody some time. We've been going through, I'm going to have a lot of reading for these, the resolution and the other thing. But just for those who are on the online, we're going through a process of the refinancing of our existing loan. And we're also going through a formal rating process too, to make sure that we get the best rate and the best seating for our loan. So I know we have Jeff and Elia and our consultants who are also online with us, who've been working hard to make sure that all this is in line and that we are in a good position. They brought us the best product that's out there, that is the best product for our school, and it's going to move us in a great direction and a forward direction with all the projects that we have, all of the improvements that we're making, and just to keep us moving forward and keep us in a direction that's going to make us the best school in Delaware. So does anybody have any questions before we even get started? We can have discussion afterwards after I read the resolution and the declaration, but just to make sure, because I also know like there's an event too at school that's going to keep some people away, I think.
Anna Maria, if it's helpful too, this is Jeff. I have two sort of summary blurbs for each resolution to kind of synopsis what it is that they're each doing. So at the right time, feel free to tag me and I can read those.
Okay. Yeah, because what I plan I'll do is like before the resolution, I'll let you know, and then before the declaration, you can do the little summary. Try to look and see if I got any emails, because often I'll get an email from people. Okay. Yeah, Jamie. Aaron, did you send Jamie the link?
Did I send Jamie a link?
I mean the code, the new code. Yeah, because she sent an email to us.
Oh, I was driving.
I'll send it to her.
Football practice. That's okay. So I did not see that email.
Nice. I'll send it to her. Because if anybody, I figured she would be emailing me. Okay.
Do you think we've given folks enough time?
Yeah, I think so. I see. Just for anybody who has logged in late, we're giving everyone a time because the wrong passcode was sent out. My apologies. We'll get that corrected for our next board meeting. What I said earlier is we're here we're in the final stages of our EFF loan product, and we have part of their process is to have a couple of resolutions presented to the board and to the community to make sure that everyone is fully aware and knowledgeable about what the product is and that we are passing. So we have a resolution and we have a declaration that we will present tonight first is a resolution to the board of directors. Jeff, you have a
your microphone is cutting off
to the record, but Jeff has a synopsis of what the document is. It is
Maria. We cannot hear you very well.
Well, hey, let's try this way. If the dogs bark, is that better? Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yep.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yep, that's good.
Okay. Well, if the dogs bark, hopefully the dogs will stay quiet. All right. So the resolution, if you have a synopsis of the resolution. Jeff, do you have a synopsis? Did you say you had a synopsis for the resolution?
I sure do. So for the borrower resolution, by adopting the resolution of the board of directors, the board is approving the school to move forward with the capital improvement program and the refunding of the school's outstanding 2015 A bonds. The board is approving the school to move forward with the loan from EFF and approving the issuance of a note to secure such loan with certain parameters. The resolution provides delegation to myself, the CFO, the president of the board, or the board secretary to determine the final terms of the note, as well as provide delegation to myself, the CFO, president, or board secretary to execute and deliver various documents in connection with such loan and the project. Lastly, the resolution authorizes the charter school to enter into a post-issuance compliancy policy in order to ensure continuing compliance with various federal tax rules relating to the use of the proceeds of the loan, and delegate to the CFO, president, and board secretary to determine the final form of the policy. So that's the first resolution. The second resolution is the reimbursement resolution. So under the federal tax laws, in order to reimburse yourself with note proceeds for expenses previously incurred or paid on the capital improvement plan, a declaration of official intent is required under the Treasury regulations. By adopting the reimbursement resolution, the borrower is protecting its ability to reimburse itself if you pay for a certain cost ahead of the closing of the loan. Now, for our purposes, it's more of a just-in-case type of resolution. We're not sure we're going to have costs associated with the capital improvement plan prior to closing, but there are other costs like the surveying and the appraisal that are associated with closing that may take place prior to closing. So this just kind of covers us on those.
Anna Maria, I had to mute you because your dogs were barking and throwing up my food.
Am I still muted?
We can hear you, but you're
we can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start reading this, the resolution, into the record. Hopefully you'll get it clearly, but if not, it will attach it to the minutes as well. It's the resolution of the Board of Directors approving the undertaking of a capital improvement program and refunding program, approving the terms and issuance of the note, authorizing the execution and delivery of a loan agreement, the note and mortgage, authorizing the execution and delivery of other documents, authorizing other actions, and repealing inconsistent resolutions. Whereas the Board of Directors of Odyssey Charter School, the charter school, has determined to undertake a capital improvement program, including but not limited to the renovation of the outdoor athletic facility, including the turf fields, the design, construction, renovation, equipping and expansion of various campus buildings, including but not limited to the lower school and middle school located 4319 Lancaster Pike, Wilmington, Delaware. And whereas, at the request of the Board of the Charter School, the Delaware Economic Development Authority approved the charter school's application for assistance in bond financing and previously issued 33,965,000 revenue bond Odyssey Charter School project, Series 2015A bonds pursuant to the trust indenture dated as of February 1, 2015 between the authority and Zions Bank Corp. National Association as trustee. Whereas the charter school has determined to finance a project consisting of funding of a portion of the capital improvement program, the advance refunding of all the outstanding 2015A bonds, the funding of capitalized interest on all or portion of the capital improvement program, if necessary, and the payment of the costs of issuance related to issuance of the note as defined herein. And whereas the charter school intends to finance the project through the direct taxable loan with EFF, the lender, in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $43 million. Whereas, in order to secure the loan, the charter school would provide a promissory note to the lender pursuant to the terms of a loan agreement or similar agreement between the charter school and the lender. And whereas, pursuant to the loan agreement, the charter school agreed to make loan repayments sufficient to pay, among other things, all interest and principal on the note when due and set forth in the loan agreement, whereas all security for the obligations, including its obligations under the loan agreement, and that the charter school shall grant a mortgage and security interest related to the real property associated with the operations of the charter school, whereas in order to implement the refunding program, a portion of the proceeds of the loan will be deposited in an escrow fund held by Zions Bank under an escrow deposit agreement or similar agreement between the charter school and the escrow agent, whereas the board desires to authorize all actions by the charter school necessary to effect the issuance, execution, delivery of the note, mortgage, escrow agreement, other documents, grant security property, gross revenue of the charter school and undertaking the project, and in order to facilitate consummation of the transactions referred to herein and to avoid the necessity of further actions by the board as a whole in connection therewith, the board further desires to authorize certain officers of the charter school to act as herein thereafter set forth. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of Odyssey Charter School as follows. Approval of the project. The project and the plan of finance for the project as described in the preambles of this resolution are hereby approved. Approval of the note. The board hereby approves the issuance of the note by the charter school within the following parameters. The principal amount of the note shall not exceed $43 million, exclusive of original issue discount. The term of the note shall not exceed 30 years. The note shall bear interest at a fixed rate to be mutually agreed upon by the charter school and the lender pursuant to a rate lock letter no less than 3 days and not more than 14 days from the closing date, but not to exceed 6.5%. The final term of the note shall be subject to the approval of either the CFO, president of the board, or the board secretary. Execution and delivery of the documents, either of the delegates is hereby authorized and directed to execute and deliver in the name of the charter school and on its behalf the following documents to approve the final form thereof and any amendments or supplements thereto before initial execution and delivery thereof. Such approval is to be conclusive evidence by execution thereof and other members of the board directed and authorized if necessary to affix all the following documents, seals, charter school, and test the same. The loan agreement, the note, the disbursement agreement by between the charter school and Zions Bank National, the escrow agreement, the mortgage, such other documents, agreements, security agreements, financial statements, instruments as executing officer determined to be reasonable, appropriate, provide the issuance of the note, the financing for the project as completed by this resolution, copies of the foregoing documents other together with the other documents relating to the transactions authorized hereby in the final form as executed and delivered by party thereto shall be filed in the office official records of the charter school. For post-issuance compliance and record retention policy, the charter school is hereby authorized to establish written procedures in order to ensure continuing compliance with various federal income tax rules relating to tax-exempt bonds and notes and the use and investment of the proceeds of such bonds and notes. The charter school hereby adopts the post-issuance compliance and record retention policy attached to the bay hereto and made a part of the the delegates are hereby authorized to designate compliance coordinator as defined by the policy in the final form. The delegates in the with the charter school's council are authorized to make revisions to policy as needed to ensure the policy. Is somebody trying to say something? Further action. Any authorized officer of the charter school is hereby authorized and directed to execute such further documents and do such further things as may be necessary to proper to carry out the intent and purpose of the resolution or any documents herein authorized. Repeal of inconsistent resolutions. All prior resolutions or parts thereof inconsistent herewith are repealed. Consistent with organizational documents, the undersigned certify that the foregoing resolutions do not violate any provisions of the certificate of incorporation's bylaws of the charter school, and the effective date of the resolution shall take effective immediately. And that is the first resolution. Are there any questions from the board of that resolution? Well, you all have copies of it, so you read through it. Are there any questions? Any discussion? First, that was the motion. Do I hear a second for that motion?
I'll second. This is Erin.
Okay. And is there any discussion?
For everybody who any couldn't discussion? Follow, for everybody who couldn't follow along with the legalese. We agree to a loan not more than $43 million at a rate of about 6.5%, no greater than that. And we're agreeing to allow Elias, Jeff, or Anna Maria to fill out any paperwork necessary. Is that a pretty accurate synopsis?
And you, I think it's actually you. Actually, you, me, and I think it's you, me, and
Jeff.
Wasn't the secretary?
Good thing, yeah.
Just out of curiosity, is that standard procedure, Anna Maria, president and secretary, not president, vice president?
Probably secretary, because they're the ones who keep the notes and the minutes.
Yeah, I think in the bylaws, like from our bylaws perspective, I could as vice president, but I think the way that this was drafted is secretary, which I think is fine. But this type of document and the structure is very standard for the type of transaction.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Say nay. Any opposed? Say nay. Wonderful. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay. Part one done. This one's shorter. It's the the declaration of official intent of charter of Odyssey Charter School to reimburse certain expenditures from proceeds of indebtedness. Whereas the Odyssey Charter School has determined to undertake the project consisting of a capital improvement program, including but not limited to the renovation of the outdoor athletic facility, included the turf fields, the design, construction, renovation, equipping, and expansion of various campus buildings, included but not limited to the lower school and middle school located 4319 Lancaster Pike, Wilmington, Delaware. And whereas the borrower intends to finance the cost of the project by the issuance of one or more series of bonds, notes, or other obligations from time to time on a tax-exempt or taxable basis, issued by the Arizona Industrial Development Authority or similar conduit issuer to be determined by the borrower closer to the time of issuance of the bonds. And whereas the borrower intends to use a portion of the proceeds of the bonds to reimburse itself for original expenditures made with respect to the capital improvement program and paid prior to the date of issuance of the bonds. Whereas this resolution is intended to constitute a statement of official intent pursuant to section 1.150-2 of the Treasury Regulation. Now, therefore, the Board of Directors of the borrower declares, one, in accordance with the Treasury Regulation section 1.150-2E, the borrower hereby states its intentions that a portion of the proceeds of the bonds will be used to reimburse itself for expenditures paid towards the capital improvement program prior to the date of issuance of the bonds. All capitalized terms used herein and not otherwise defined have the same meaning ascribed to them in Treasury Regulation Section 1.150-2E. All original expenditures to be reimbursed will be capital expenditures as defined in Treasury Reg 1.150-1B and other amounts permitted to be reimbursed pursuant to Treasury Reg 1.150-2D3 and F. The borrower intends to reimburse its original expenditures through the borrower's incurrence of debt through the issuer to be evidenced by bonds. The description of the type of and use of the property for which the original expenditure to be fully or partially reimbursed is to be paid its costs relating to the capital improvement program is defined in the recitals of this resolution. The maximum principal amount of the bond to be issued to reimburse the cost of the capital improvement program paid prior to the issuance of the bonds and to complete the capital improvement program will not exceed $12 million, not including costs of the issuance of the bonds. Once the bonds are issued, the borrower shall allocate bonds proceeds to reimburse a prior expenditure by making the allocation on its books and records maintained with respect to the bonds, provided that such costs to be reimbursed were paid not more than 60 days prior to the date hereof. Such allocation shall specifically identify the actual origin, original expenditure to be reimbursed. Such allocation shall occur not later than 18 months after the later of, one, the date on which the original expenditure was paid, or two, the date the capital improvement program is placed in service or abandoned, but in no event more than 3 years after the original expenditure is paid, provided, however, the bonds satisfy the provisions of Section 148F4DII through Roman numeral 4 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, as amended relating to the $5 million exception from the rebate. Then the reimbursement allocation shall occur not later than 3 years after the later of, one, the date of which the original expenditure is paid, two, the date on which the capital improvement is placed in service. If the bonds are issued before the expiration of the period prescribed the preceding sentence, then the reimbursement allocation shall occur not later than the date the bonds are issued. Three, the bond proceeds used to reimburse the borrower for original expenditures will not be used within 1 year after the allocation of in a manner that results in the creation of replacement proceeds as defined in Treasury Reg 1.148-1 for the bonds or other bonds. The borrower will not use the proceeds of bonds to reimburse, refinance, or refund an original expenditure paid by another obligation, either tax exempt or taxable. This resolution is effective immediately, and all resolutions heretofore adopted to the extent the same are inconsistent herewith are hereby repealed. As we said, that's just our declaration that we will be repaying the loan. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Aaron, second that. Any discussion? Any discussion? Any discussion?
Yeah. Jeff, could you give us a synopsis of what that actually means?
Again.
So it just means that if we have any costs associated with the capital improvement program or closing costs associated with the loan that take place prior to receiving the proceeds from the loan, that we can use the proceeds to reimburse ourselves for those costs once we do get the proceeds. So like I mentioned earlier, I don't anticipate us having any costs associated with the capital improvement plan prior to, you know, 2 weeks from now, but we may have costs associated with the surveying of the property and the appraisal that was required as part of the closing process. So depending on the timing of the invoices and stuff, there's a chance, but this is more preventative than anything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
My pleasure.
No further comments? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Which I didn't ask earlier. Okay, motion carried unanimously. And thank you all. And just for the record, I just, our record, I just felt the need to just all to the record to keep the community aware of things that we're doing and to let them know that, that, you know, how we're spending the school's money and to just to let everybody know that we are doing everything we can to keep the school solvent and financially safe and steadfast. So does anyone have any other questions? Anything, any other comments? Anything else they want to discuss about these loans? Great. We'll be moving forward. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Thank you all for attending. Thank you all for getting this done. Took a little longer than I thought, but there was a lot to read. And hopefully we'll get our glitches taken care of for next week's meeting. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Move.
All right, Eva, I'll take a second. Hang out. Eva, first, 10 seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all.
Have a good night. Thank you all.
Thanks. Have a good
one. Thank you. Good night.